number of fatalities, we've seen the number of crashes, and it really needs to be addressed. It really needs to be looked into, and more attention must be paid into that. And the way we're getting into the festive season, there's always a lot more concern around road traffic accidents generally, not just motorcycles, generally. So now what more will be happening during this time of the year? So I think it's an eye-opener, it's a wake-up call for the ministry to really look into that, to ensure that they are making sure that people are safe, the cyclists are safe, and other road users are safe as well, because it's not just them, but you have other people who get to be disadvantaged in the process. But let's keep the conversation going via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live. You can join in and be a part of the conversation there. But also, speaking of toll gates, well, you're not a cyclist if you're a motorist, you're a driver, and you're moving from one town to the other. Remember that you need to pay for those toll gate fees, and it's easier if you're a Stanbic Bank customer, because you can move that money from your Stanbic account to your e-toll card. So it makes it even more convenient for you as you're making your commute from one town to the other. You are able to use your cards to get through, and if you want to move money from your account, it's very easy for you, because Stanbic has made it that convenient through the digital platforms, and that's one of the major benefits of being a Stanbic Bank customer. The news at 8 is up next. Right now, the time is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Political analyst says Luvinda Chavinga deal key to PF's progress. Stakeholders condemn Copperbelt minister's remarks on Chingola incident. Ex-Bangladesh leader tells the BBC she's not guilty of crimes against humanity. Presents the news. I'm Lisa Villalobos. Political analyst Dr. Neil Simutani says the Patriotic Front (PF) will not make significant progress until the Given Luvinda-led faction reaches an agreement with the Robert Chavinga-led faction on who should lead the party. The Kawe High Court has ordered the Luvinda-led faction to cease occupying the party secretariat and suspend activities connected to the impending party convention, following a court order obtained by Mr. Chavinga halting the upcoming PF convention. Dr. Simutani notes that the Registrar of Societies and the National Assembly recognize Mr. Chavinga as legitimate leader of the PF, giving his faction legal backing and an upper hand in decision-making. However, he has expressed concern over Mr. Chavinga's endorsement of President Hakainde Hichilema, warning that Mr. Chavinga will not support opposition to UPND rule, which has hindered PF's ability to field candidates for by-elections.
The problem will never be resolved for as long as that faction of fighting will not end. What, in my view, should have happened on the part of the factions, both the Given Luvinda faction and the Chavinga faction, is to come together and agree. Then they go and change the status at the result side.
Some stakeholders have expressed concern over Copperbelt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo's remarks announcing the ruling party's intention to deal with individuals behind the stoning of President Hakainde Hichilema in Chingola last Saturday. In an interview with Phoenix News, social and political anthropologist Dr. James Musonda, describes the minister's statement as unfortunate and has questioned why a government official would promote lawlessness. Dr. Musonda is urging the ruling UPND to exercise restraint and focus on fostering peace and unity, addressing challenges like load shedding and fuel shortages instead of heightening political tensions.
The government minister is promoting lawlessness by usurping the powers of the police and unleashing cadres on people that are not yet proven guilty. Because if you see that this is a suspected stone thrower, a stone that never landed anywhere, and you go and take it upon your hands, that is lawlessness. Because you have to take that person to the police. The police have to take that person to court. And the courts of law must determine that that person is guilty. That is how our judicial system operates.
And the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, spokesperson Anthony Chibuye has warned that such statements could incite civil unrest and intimidate citizens, emphasizing the need for political leaders to promote peace and allow law enforcement agencies to handle matters of public disorder.
Let us not forget that the freedom we enjoy today did not come at the silver platter. Our parents threw stones against those who oppressed them with guns. Stones were the only weapons at the disposal of our parents. So throwing stones is part of our traditional method for protesting.
The opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC, is urging governments to shift its focus from increasing expenditure to a more sustainable model of revenue generation in the 2026 budget. PAC President Andy Ford Banda notes that domestic debt growth has dropped from 43.9% per year from 2016 to 2021 to 7.3% per year from 2021 to 2025, a positive shift that should be leveraged. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Banda has stressed the need for immediate and concrete action to avoid a fiscal crisis when the seven-year debt maturity ends. He has emphasized fiscal discipline, ensuring the short-term benefits of debt restructuring are not overshadowed by a failure to meet debt repayment obligations.
You can see that the budget is just, you know, as any other, which is increasing expenditure, as opposed to looking at how do we generate more revenue so that we can prepare to pay off the debt when it falls due. You must remember that the UPND government has already done it over 4 years. And in the 4 years, when they came, one of the key issues they focused on was debt restructuring. Now, I should believe that the first debt should fall due by 2032 somewhere. So if 2032 is just like 7 years from now, what are we doing? Because 7 years might look like a long time. When the UPND came into power, 4 years or 5 years looks like a long time, but you look at it, we're already almost concluding.
The African Union Inter-African Bureau for Animal Resources, AUIBAR, has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening its partnership with Zambia to boost the country's livestock sector and enhance food security. The AUIBAR director, Dr. Hiva Busini, says the organization is supporting government's initiative to build a $1 billion beef industry, focusing on leveraging Zambia's vast livestock potential to create a more resilient sector. Dr. Busini explains that this aligns with the global effort to eliminate the deadly small ruminant livestock disease by 2030 to improve livestock production. He has disclosed that $90 million has been set aside for next year's project, with $50 million allocated as a grant to support member states, including Zambia. Dr. Busini has advised Zambia to strengthen foundational measures, including robust cross-border controls, high-quality laboratory facilities, and an effective system for early detection and rapid response to protect the livestock sector.
for Zambia to do not report.